Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard with the BBC News. French prosecutors say the terror suspect who was tackled by passengers on a train last week had links to radical Islam and had recently travelled to Turkey, a possible transit route to Syria. The senior prosecutor, François Molin, formally opening the investigation, said it was clear the 25-year-old Moroccan suspect, Ayoub El-Hassani, had intended to carry out mass slaughter, and he dismissed suggestions that the suspect had found his weapons and ammunition in a bin and intended only to carry out a robbery.
Au terme de déclaration que je qualifierais de fantaisiste.
At the end of a statement, which I would describe as fanciful, he said that his plan involved robbing the passengers, smashing a window, and jumping out of the moving train to make his escape. During questioning, his answers became more and more evasive, as the investigators' questions were tough and detailed. He claimed memory lapses or refused to reply up until the last couple of days. I think it was yesterday when he fell back on his right to remain silent.
The United States and Turkey have finalised a deal that will see Turkish warplanes take part in airstrikes as part of the coalition campaign against Islamic State militants. Here's Gary O'Donoghue in Washington.
The two countries have been discussing the incorporation of Turkish air power into the fight against IS for some time. And today's announcement represents a win for the US. American planes have been flying out of Turkish air bases since earlier this month. And Turkey has already conducted a handful of airstrikes against IS itself. But now the Turkish Air Force will be fully integrated as part of the coalition's air strategy.
The Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has expressed confidence that his Russian and Iranian allies will stand by him. In a television interview, he rejected speculation they might abandon him to facilitate a settlement in Syria. Jim Muir reports.
President Assad spelled out positions which remain unchanged. Diplomatic efforts have been stepped up after the Iran nuclear agreement, leading to speculation that there could be a breakthrough over Syria. But Mr. Assad said there was no imminent solution. For that to happen, the outside quarters supporting what he called terrorism, he meant the Saudis, Turks and others, would have to stop their backing for the rebels. Any solution must be based first and foremost on a drive against terrorism, he said. He expressed full confidence in his Russian and Iranian allies, who did not abandon their friends, he said, unlike the Americans.
China's central bank has cut interest rates in an attempt to halt a dramatic slide in share prices. The main index in Shanghai closed down more than 7% on Tuesday after a drop of 8.5% on Monday. The cut was the fifth since November. The South Korean ambassador to the United Nations says he thinks North Korea's recent expression of regret over a landmine incident amounts to an apology. Seoul says the North planted the mine that wounded two South Korean soldiers in the demilitarized zone. BBC News. The United Nations Security Council says it will immediately impose an arms embargo and targeted sanctions on South Sudan if the country's president fails to sign a peace accord. Salva Kiir indicated he would endorse the deal on Wednesday after refusing to do so last week. The French medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières says it has evidence suggesting that anti-government groups in northern Syria have used chemical weapons against civilians. MSF says its staff in Aleppo province have treated four members of the same family who appeared to have been exposed to a chemical agent attack last Friday. Pablo Marco Blanco is MSF's program manager for Syria.
The symptoms that the patient exhibited when our team treated them in our hospital in Aleppo were very, very similar, very, very consistent with the symptoms of the chemical agent. We cannot ascertain which one it is. We know that the symptoms we are seeing and also the testimony that the patient had given us is very consistent with mustard gas.
A court in Guatemala has ruled that the country's 89-year-old former dictator Efraín Ríos-Montt can stand trial on genocide charges despite suffering from dementia. Ríos-Montt is accused of ordering the massacre of 1,700 indigenous Ixchel Maya people. That's the latest BBC News.